All right, so you've been sending us some pretty serious news lately about this data breach at California Cryobank, and well, we're going to try to unpack all of this for you today because when you have an organization like this one dealing with something as personal and sensitive as reproductive tissue, I mean, it really does make you stop and think about what a data breach really means for all of us.
Absolutely.
So in this deep dive, what we're going to do is really laser focus in on trying to understand the real impact, not just for people who are, directly involved with California Cryobank, but really for anyone who cares about, the security of their most sensitive information.
Yeah.
So we've got to think about this in a bigger way.
For sure. And I think it's worth highlighting that California Cryobank isn't just, any company with data.
Right.
They are a major player globally in reproductive tissue banking, which inherently involves, incredibly intimate and irreplaceable information.
Yes.
So that, a breach here is not just concerning, it demands a much closer look.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
For sure.
Our mission here is to take this information that you've shared with us and really dissect it. Look at the timeline, pinpoint what categories of data are at risk, and most importantly, we want to give you actionable steps
Absolutely.
that you can take to protect yourself. So forget all the speculation out there.
Right.
We are going to go straight to the facts
Yep.
and what they mean for you. So let's start at the very beginning. What happened here and when did it all start?
So the timeline kicks off on April 21st, 2024, when California Cryobank, they detected some unauthorized activity in their network, and that was really the first red flag.
And of course, that window of time, when this unauthorized access could have happened is also critical.
Yeah, for sure. The potential access to sensitive files. We're looking at April 20th to April 22nd, 2024.
Okay.
So, it appears to be a relatively contained period, but as we're going to get into, even a brief intrusion can have lasting consequences, especially with the type of data we're talking about.
And of course, after they discovered this, CCB did what they should have done,
Yeah.
which is report the breach to the authorities both in California and Maine.
Right. And at least 28 people in Maine have been confirmed as affected so far.
Wow.
But the big thing to remember is that the full scope of this breach across the U.S. is still unknown.
Right.
So that creates a lot of uncertainty.
It really does. And that uncertainty is only amplified when you think about what kind of information might be out there.
For sure.
I mean, this is way beyond just your name and address.
Absolutely. We're talking about Social Security numbers, driver's license numbers,
Yeah.
financial account details, even health insurance information.
It's a lot.
Any one of those things getting out can have serious consequences.
Yeah, and given what California Cryobank does,
Right.
there's another layer of concern that's particularly troubling. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about biometric data. I
Yes.
mean, think about it. They specialize in storing, sperm eggs, embryos.
Right.
So if biometric data is compromised, the privacy risks are enormous.
They are. And can you explain a little more about why that's such a huge threat?
I mean, think of it this way. Your credit card can be canceled and reissued.
Okay.
Your social security number, it's a pain, but you can change it.
Yeah.
But your genetic code,
Yeah.
your biological markers, I mean, that's
All that
you can't
item.
change that.
Wow.
That's what makes biometric data breaches so scary.
So we know what kind of data might be out there, and we have a rough idea of when it happened.
Right.
But what about the big question of who is behind this attack?
Yeah. And who exactly has been affected?
Yes. Who are the victims here?
Well, that's where things get a little murky so far. No cyber criminal group has come forward to claim responsibility for this breach. And
Interesting.
usually they do, either to try to get a ransom or just for bragging rights.
Right.
But in this case, silence.
So that's unusual.
It is. And on top of that, CyberNews Ransom Looker, which is a service that keeps track of these attacks, they haven't linked this incident to any known groups either.
So that adds another layer of mystery, doesn't it?
It does. And to make things even more complicated, California Cryobank hasn't said whether the breach mainly affected their customers, their employees, or both.
So a lot of unknowns.
It's a big question mark for anyone who's worried about their data.
It is. So given all of this, what has California Cryobank's response been so far?
Well, from what we know, they're offering 1 year of free credit monitoring services to people they think were affected.
Okay.
It's pretty standard after a breach like this.
And I know we've talked about this before, but how effective is a 1 year offer in a situation like this?
Yeah, especially with the kind of data we're talking about.
Right, because it's not just credit card numbers.
Exactly. And this is where things get a little worrying.
Okay.
A year of free credit monitoring, it's something. But
Yeah.
cybersecurity experts will tell you that stolen data, especially this kind of personal information, can be used for years, even decades.
Wow.
So a year of monitoring, it's like locking your door after someone's already stolen your keys.
Right.
You might catch them if they try to come back right away, but what about down the road?
That's a good point. A temporary fix for a potentially very long-term problem.
Exactly.
Now, have they said anything about what they're doing internally to make their systems more secure and prevent this from happening again?
Well, from the information we have, they haven't given any specifics about additional security measures.
Okay.
These details usually come out later as the investigation continues.
Right.
And the company tries to regain trust.
Yeah. But I imagine that not having this information right now is making people anxious.
Absolutely.
Especially the people who might have been affected.
Yeah.
Now, switching gears a bit, it looks like there's a possibility of legal action coming out of this.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell me more about that.
Well, law firms, and I'm talking about the Lion firm specifically.
Okay.
They're investigating potential class action lawsuits on behalf of the people impacted by this breach.
Okay.
This is pretty common after an incident where this much sensitive data gets out.
And what would the basis for a lawsuit like that be?
Well, basically, they'd be looking to see if California Cryobank was negligent in their data security practices.
Okay.
So if they can prove that CCB didn't take reasonable steps to protect the data they had, then people might be able to sue for damages.
Like financial losses or emotional distress.
Right.
Now, you mentioned the Lion firm specifically, and they seem to be putting a lot of emphasis on the long-term effects of this kind of privacy breach.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just about losing money.
Right.
This is about people who trusted California Cryobank with incredibly personal information related to family planning.
Right.
The potential for misuse, the emotional impact, it can be devastating.
So let's talk about the people listening right now.
Yeah.
If you think your information might have been caught up in this breach, what should you do right now to protect yourself?
This is so important. First things first, enroll in that free credit monitoring service the California Cryobank is offering. Make sure you understand the terms. And set up alerts so you'll know right away if there's any suspicious activity.
That's a good first step, even if it's just a temporary measure.
Right. And second, you should really think about freezing your credit with all three credit bureaus.
Okay. And remind me again, which ones are those?
Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
Okay.
That's a big one, because it makes it much harder for identity thieves to open new accounts in your name.
So it's a preventative measure.
It is. You might have to temporarily lift the freeze if you need to apply for credit yourself.
Yeah.
But it's worth it for the peace of mind.
So we've got credit monitoring, credit freezes. What else?
This one's simple but important. Get in the habit of checking your bank and credit card statements really carefully.
Okay.
Look for any transactions you don't recognize, no matter how small they seem.
Good advice.
If something looks fishy, report it to your bank or credit card company right away.
And what about passwords? Should people be thinking about their online accounts in light of all this?
Definitely. This is a good time to update all your passwords, especially if you use the same one for multiple websites.
Right.
Try to use strong, unique passwords for each account. And if it's too much to keep track of, a good password manager can be a lifesaver.
That's true. A lot of people don't think about using those, but they can really help.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I know we've seen this before when news of a big data breach gets out, the scammers come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge point. Be very careful about any emails, text messages, or phone calls you get that claim to be from California Cryobank, especially if they're asking for personal information.
Right.
It could be a phishing scam. They're trying to take advantage of the situation.
So be suspicious of anything that seems even a little off.
Definitely. Legitimate communication from CCB will probably come through their official channels, and they won't ask for sensitive information out of the blue.
So don't give out your information to anyone who contacts you unexpectedly.
Right.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to talk about something else that was mentioned in our source material, this company called Technesian.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little more about them and how they relate to this whole situation?
Sure. Technesian is a company that specializes in cybersecurity solutions.
Okay.
So they're in the business of helping organizations prevent these kinds of breaches from happening in the first place.
And what specific areas and expertise do they highlight?
Well, they mention cybersecurity solutions, which includes things like threat detection and prevention.
Okay.
And they also talk about data protection and compliance, meaning they help companies meet the standards for keeping sensitive data safe.
So making sure they're following all the rules and regulations.
Right. Then there's 24/7 IT support, which is all about continuous monitoring and quick response if something does go wrong.
Okay.
And finally, they mentioned risk assessment and penetration testing, which is about finding vulnerabilities in a company's systems before someone else does.
So essentially, they're saying that cybersecurity isn't just something nice to have.
Exactly.
It's essential for any organization that handles sensitive information.
Right. And they're not shy about saying it.
And they're especially not shy about saying it after what happened with California Cryobank.
Yeah, their message is loud and clear. Don't wait for a data breach to happen.
Right.
Be proactive.
Right.
Talk to the experts. Put preventative measures in place.
Wise words. So for everyone listening, let's do a quick recap of what we've learned today about the California Cryobank data breach.
So we know a significant breach occurred in late April 2024.
Right.
And it potentially compromised all sorts of highly sensitive personal data, including biometric information.
That's right. And we still don't know the full extent of the impact.
And we don't know who is responsible for the breach.
But most importantly, we've talked about concrete steps you can take to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
So things like enrolling in credit monitoring, freezing your credit reports, checking your bank statements, updating your passwords, and being very wary of phishing scams.
Right. Those are your first lines of defense.
They are, and they can really make a difference in reducing your risk of becoming a victim of identity theft or fraud.
Absolutely.
So I want to leave you with the final thought. We're seeing more and more of these data breaches, and the data that's being compromised is becoming more and more personal.
It's true.
So I think we need to ask ourselves some tough questions.
Yeah.
What does this mean for our privacy and for the trust we put in the institutions that hold our most sensitive information?
Right.
I think it's a conversation we need to keep having.
I agree.
Because the consequences are huge, and we all have a role to play in ensuring that our data is protected.
For sure.
So thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the California Cryobank data breach.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll keep you updated as more information becomes available.
Absolutely.
And in the meantime, stay vigilant.
You got it.
And stay safe.
See you next time.